This is the Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. It's time for the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon, and I could be more excited about all of you joining me on this beautiful Saturday morning. I want to thank God for blessing me with another day and blessing you with another day. Can I get an amen? Amen. Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Micah, how are you doing this morning, man? I'm glad to have you this morning. How's it going?
It's going well. The Broncos aren't in the playoffs. This is depressing.
I can kind of. It's going to be a long off season for you. The exciting part is though, you're going to have a new coach, man. The journey's there. They just finished up with their interviews, right? They have no more interviews.
That's.
Oh
what
no, they have
say.
Two more. They have Dan Quinn and somebody from the Niners. I forgot who it was for the Niners.
Look, I know everybody wants Dan Quinn or you know they want Sean Payton, but I don't know, guys. People keep asking me, who do I want? And I keep telling them, every time I want it to be a certain coach or a certain coordinator, they always pick someone like the exact opposite of who I want it to be. And so I'm not going to root for any one candidate. I'm just going to say, guys, pick the right dude. I don't care if you pick the ghost of... The ghost of Lassie.
Right, right.
Just pick the right person.
The ghost of Lassie. Who do you want? I mean, would you...
No, I'm saying...
You just don't care. It doesn't matter. Okay.
I'm tired of hoping. Because I'm always wrong. Every time I hope, they pick someone else. And the last few years, it's been wrong.
I mean, they've had a lot of coaches since 2008. A lot of head coaches come through Denver since 2008. And I think the biggest thing is they need some consistency here. You can't build a culture if you're going to just switch out coaches every other year. You need some consistency. And I think that's maybe what the ownership is looking for, is to have some of that consistency at that head coaching position, at that leadership position. It's not just about the X's and O's. It's about building that culture, I believe. I believe if that culture is right and everything else is right, then the X's and O's come. That's my philosophy.
Yeah,
that's my coaching philosophy.
Lately, it hasn't been X's and O's. Lately, it's been X's and dogs.
No, it's been X's and dog. You know what? But hey, listen, what we got left now, though, we got some good divisional rounds coming up now. We got Dallas. We got Saturday.
Dallas we'll go, getting slaughtered
we'll go,
this
we'll
weekend.
Go Saturday, we'll go Jaguars, Chiefs.
Jaguars will get crushed.
I hope the Jaguars win. We got Giants, Eagles. Giants and Eagles.
Now, who are you going to root for next? You hate both teams.
You know what? We got three NFC East teams. I'm going to go for the Giants because I do not like the Eagles. But if the Giants were to somehow make it into the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl and the Cowboys weren't, or vice versa, the Eagles were to make it that far, I'm going to vote for one of the NFC East teams because my family's NFC East, period.
I am the exact opposite. See, if anyone from the AFC West goes to the Super Bowl, then I want them and their fans to have a miserable time, and I wish horrible things upon them. The opposite of what you say, I wish good happiness and feelings and God bless you. I'm more like, I wish horrible things upon you, and I hope you... and Satan get along.
That explains a lot, Micah. That explains a lot. But my boys and I are like that. I don't think my wife's she does not like the Giants. My wife absolutely hates the Giants and Eagles. She's like you.
Why does she not like the Giants and Eagles?
Just because they're in Cowboy division. She does not like anybody that's against the Cowboys. They're in the division. Even the Commander, she does not like Washington at all. It's the Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys.
So she doesn't like the Washington Commodores.
She doesn't.
We should just start calling them the Washington Commodores so that there's some redeeming value.
What do you think the Bills and the Bengals?
The Bungles aren't going to win.
You think that's going to be a good game, man? We're going to finally finish that game.
I don't know. They weren't
able to finish that Monday night game.
I know Buffalo's beat up. I know Cincinnati's beat up. I think Buffalo is just better than Cincy. It's probably going to be 10-point game. I don't think Cincy has much of a chance, but then again, I've been wrong many times before. I'm very sad that my team's not in
the I know you're not. I know you are. But you got football here. We got football talking about it. And then my game, the Cowboys 49ers. I have little faith in my Cowboys just because of past history with my boys. I think sometimes they're smoke and mirrors.
Now you're sounding like a Cowboys fan.
But here's the thing. I'm just the realist. And when it comes to my boys, I want them to do good and I want them to win. But I know that's not reality and it hasn't been reality. But I want them to do good. And I think this game, it's going to be a defensive game, but I think they're definitely going to expose Purdy. He ain't going to look pretty after this game. So I think Cowboys are going to win this game.
He sure do look pretty.
He ain't going to look pretty after this game.
I think if anyone's going to do this, it won't be the Cowboys.
No, you
the
think
Cowboys are going to get – no, I think the Cowboys have a great defense. It could be a pretty good defensive game, or the Cowboys could completely blow it and get – slaughtered, which I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, but I think most of the low scoring is going to be on the Cowboys end. They won't have more than two touchdowns.
Let's see what the TV ratings are after that game too.
That's like one of those guys who buys a truck because he has a small something. You're like one of those Dallas Cowboys fans. You're like, look at these TV ratings. It's because you know you're not a real fan.
But I just don't understand. I mean, there's some – you got a lot to be said with who's watching the games.
No, it's because they're in the center of the country.
A lot of the haters
are watching. They're in the center of the country. There aren't a lot of other games.
Nonetheless,
of course, a lot of people are going to watch these games.
It is
going to
be a fabulous game. It's a great rivalry. It's one that I remember. I mean, I remember them going to the NFC Championship and going to San Francisco and winning there in the mud and the rain at Candlestick Park and Emmitt Smith just showing out. I remember that game like it was yesterday, and I'm excited, and I hope Dallas is able to repeat that game. We have an amazing show for you today. Lots of great information. In our first segment, we have Hook and Bait and Tackles the rest of the story. And in our second segment, we have Michael Romero with Fishing Colorado, and he's going to join us with Seven Nguyen, who is with Fishing 24/7. Those guys, man, they're a couple of anglers that love the sport of fishing, and they share all of their experience and knowledge on their YouTube channels. You have to check them out. We will have we'll talk to them about their great event coming up at the end of the month, January 29th, where there will be a number of fishing YouTubers all in one lake to help teach, mentor, and just get together and share their knowledge. Our third segment, we'll be joined by Derek Campbell with Kickin' Bass TV. This crazed angler is a bounty hunter by trade, but he is also one heck of an angler, and he is one of the hottest shows on YouTube, Kickin' Bass TV. Looking forward to his conversation. He is having a 2023 kickoff party at Lake Evergreen in Evergreen today, so we'll have to chat with him about that. In our fourth segment, we have Matt Schneider with who is the executive director of FishingExplorer.com. FishingExplorer.com provides fishing research tools and features for avid anglers and a platform to easily find and contribute where, when, and how to fish. It's an amazing website, and I'm excited to talk to Matt about it. You know, if you're in the market for a custom hat or custom logo, graphic design, or first-class embroidery, look no further than Sick Lids. Felix Miro is one of Northern Colorado's premier designers. His work is done with the utmost attention to detail. With more than 10 years' experience in the industry, Sick Lids have the skills you love, their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Sick Lids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs. 970-371-20669. Your vision, their passion. And now, Hook and Bait and Tackles, the rest of the story. The remarkable story of a bird that built fish hook business. Drew McGill loved spending time fly fishing the upper Colorado River. That morning's fishing had not been as good as it could have been, and it seemed that even though the rainbows and native trout were rising, they were difficult to hook. As he rested, Drew noticed the effortless flight of two large eagles flying above him. As he sat quietly enjoying the pine and sage-scented wilderness around him, one of the eagles slowly spiraled downward and landed on a top of dead cottonwood. Its sharp, pointed talons pierced effortlessly through the weathered wood. Drew then recalled the Eagles' amazing ability to catch in its talons mid-flight over water, and his thoughts turned to the penetrating power of those lethal claws in comparison to the penetrating power of the fish hooks he was using. Drew was intrigued by his newfound insight and felt compelled to test his own fish hook by dragging it over the leather strap of his creel. While the hook left the mark on the bag strap, it did not penetrate it. Drew then used pliers to bend the hook in the resemblance, the specific shape of an eagle's talon, and retested the hook on the leather strap. This time, it punctured the thick leather. Drew went on to alter the rest of the hooks that day, and with new hope returned to the water to fish away that morning until an afternoon storm rolled in. The results of Drew's hook altered spoke for themselves, as he had a creel full of fish and a new prototype in mind. Drew quickly began to work on his new and improved hook shape, incorporating a razor-sharp tip and a curved design inspired by the eagle's talon. The design swept the country as it offered the first improvement in fishing hooks in hundreds of years. Drew McGill said, "Playing the trout until securely hooked is the safest policy for the angler. The next step is to bring the trout to the net. Lack of good judgment in the process has caused the loss of many good catch." In 1938, the Wright & McGill Company officially registered Eagle Claw as a company trademark. And Wright & McGill Company was born right here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Today, Wright & McGill Eagle Claw is considered the most innovative fishhook company in the world and is the only fishhook manufacturer in the USA. That's the remarkable story of the bird that built a fishhook company. Only now you know the rest of the story. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next on HBT Power Hour, Michael Romero and Seven Nguyen. Their passion for fishing is infectious. You're not going to want to miss this. Keep that line tight. We'll be right back. This is Hook and Bait Tackle's Power Hour live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Don Scott, Dave Martin, and Lance Pickett have been operating Amco of Loveland and Amco of Fort Collins for over 39 years. You can trust that your Amco Center, Don Scott and crew will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what your vehicle needs? Start by calling Amco of Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. That's 970-226-4477. Or if you're in Loveland, call Amco of Loveland at 970-667-3006 to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check. Thank you, Donna Crew, for all your support. Welcome back to Hook and Bait Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alleman. We are live in the Allo Communications Studios, and joining us now on the Bessler Homes Hotline are two of the most popular anglers in Colorado, Mike Romero with Mr. Fishing Colorado, and the man that needs no introduction, Mr. Seven Nguyen. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome. Mike, are you there?
Doing good. Doing good. I'm at work right now, but I'm here.
I appreciate you taking time out. Seven, man, I've been trying to get you on the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour for a while now, man. I'm so glad you are on, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Getting ready to do some fishing this weekend, so of course I'm excited.
That's awesome, man. I just love your videos too. I've been checking out your videos on YouTube. You got to check out his YouTube page, and that's Fishing 24/7. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Man, it's a great. I'll tell you what. You're motivating, man. Just getting out there, wanting people to fish. Tell us a little bit about the event that you have coming up on January 29th.
So we have a number of YouTubers that's going to show up and give back to the community, because a lot of us, we go out to these local lakes and we do our videos and promote our videos and stuff. So instead of just, this isn't about us, this is about everybody in our community that fishes our lakes and everything else. So we're going to see if anybody wants to show up and join us, and we'll try to get them on some fish and enjoy the experience of ice fishing. So
Man, that is so awesome. You're just kind of giving back to the giving back, and that's what I'd love. I mean, you have your lineup is amazing. You have Adam Alsup with Al's is up outdoors, right? And Benny Bobbitt correct. From Real Hustle. You have Derek Campbell, and Derek Campbell we're going to have on the show today with Kick and Bass awesome. TV. Frank Neverati from Frank's Fishing Adventure, right? Neverati, is that how you say it? And then Mike McGee from Front Seat Fishing, and then Mike Romero. You're going to be there, brother.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Awesome, be there. Man. And tell us a little, is this the first time that you guys are doing this?
Yes.
Yeah, I would just say time. That I would say that Seven is one of the most community-oriented people in the fishing community, honestly, and probably one of the nicest guys that you'll ever meet in general as well. I still have yet to meet him personally, but like I said, just from, you know, just from his personality radiating on his social medias, and his YouTube channel, I mean, he's a great guy. So just a little community get-together and, you know, hoping to just kind of give back to the community.
Thanks, Mike. I'd like to say the same thing to Mike. So he's just an awesome person. Every time I watch his video, he actually motivates me to go out and do something special for everyone, too. So it's not a one-way street. It's like it's a whole community of us. And I'd like to mention this. One person we forgot was Randy Cura from Let's Go Fishing also will be there.
Awesome. So. Awesome. So January 29th is going to be the day. That's when you guys are going to really kind of officially meet.
Yes. Some of us, we've talked through the internet and Messenger and stuff, and we haven't met each other yet. So this is going to be official. Everyone's going to, most of us, is probably the first time we're going to meet up. So it'd be great. It makes me nervous to meet this caliber of people.
There's a group, folks. If you want to get up there, January 29th, Antero Reservoir, right in Hot Sill, Colorado, is where you guys are going to be. Antero, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And where are you guys meeting there? Where are you guys meeting in a cove? Where are you guys meeting at there?
Yeah, we're going to meet at the South Shore in the campground. That's where we're going to park, and we're going to move around 20 to 30 yards west of that area, and there should be a group of us there.
Perfect.
I plan to be there at 6 o'clock. What about you, Michael? What time are you planning to be there?
I would like to be there at 6 a.m but the thing that I forgot is that this next weekend I'm also planning to possibly do the Burbot Bash up at Flaming Gorge, so I'm gonna have to kind of see how my schedule fits into that. But
tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm headed out to Wyoming this weekend. We're headed out for the Burbot Bash, me and my cousin. It's just going to be a nice little tournament where basically the target species is burbot. And I don't know, I've never caught one personally.
Me neither.
And I know for many people, it's kind of a weird fish.
Yeah, I'd say, and where are you guys heading up there?
Oh, we're headed out to Flaming Gorge.
Flaming Gorge, okay, perfect. That's awesome, man. Okay, so if that's not enough, there's another event the next day. You guys are going to Cross Creek at 11 Mile Reservoir, Lake George, Colorado. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. We're going to fish at 11 Mile. And Marvin Jersey Jones from Jersey Boy Adventure and Michael Soros from Out There, Colorado, will be there also. So we're going to just go out there, hit 11 Mile and at Cross Creek. And whoever wants to meet us out there, you're welcome to come.
Man, I'm telling you, folks, take advantage of that. You have a lineup right here of gentlemen that are out there fishing, knowing the lakes here in Colorado, knowing what to use, and you got a lot of different, and that's the biggest thing is learning the trade. If you're new to ice fishing and you want to get good at this, January 29th event sounds like a place there I want to be at. And I'm hoping I can make it up there to see you guys. I'd love to meet you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely talk. Michael and I, Mike's been on a couple times. Michael's been on a couple times last week, and we've talked about getting together and going fishing. Maybe January 29th, I'm going to have to get up there and go with you guys, man.
All right. That'd be awesome.
You got to get down there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Where are you guys headed this weekend? I know where you're headed, Michael. Seven, where are you headed?
I'm checking out the ice at Aurora Reservoir, and I might not fish it because it's actually Chinese New Year also.
Nice. So okay.
I got to check the ice out before I make a lap around.
You're right. I get it. And Aurora Reservoir was one of those lakes for me. It was one of my favorite ice fishing lakes, but it took a while for it to ice over. And it's one of those lakes where it's glass. You could literally see the bottom of that lake. And it got eerie. It got scary couple times for me, but I was safe. I mean, it was thick enough, but it's a beautiful reservoir to fish out of. I love fishing out of Aurora Reservoir. They still have a lot of perch out there?
The jumbo population, I believe, is kind of depleted.
Has it?
So that's one thing that we kind of want people to be aware of. Like, you don't want to harvest everything you catch.
Right. No, definitely.
Be mindful of things like that, too. So that's one thing that we kind of give back to our community through our videos. Michael Romero, especially, he counsel people to, you know, make sure you harvest properly, not just be greedy and over-harvest.
So correct.
Thanks for that. Thanks for doing that, too.
And that's awesome. And you can make people aware of that when you're fishing out there as well. You know, hey, if you see, you know, your size limit, that's the biggest thing. You want these fish to grow and you know, have generations and generations to able to afford this fishing. We love the outdoors, and we want to take care of it. So you guys are doing an amazing job out there. I really appreciate you guys coming on, man. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Hey, you guys, check out their YouTube page. I talk to my faithful listeners all the time. Check out Seven's YouTube page. It's Fishing 24/7. Check out Michael Romero's fishing page. And go check these guys out January 29th. Check them out. Go visit them. They definitely are going to be out there showing you what to do. The event's at Antero Reservoir, right? Let me get that right.
Yeah, Antero Reservoir.
Okay, yes, and then the following day, you're going to be at Cross Creek at 11 Mile.
That's correct.
Awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I thank you guys very much, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you again, Daniel.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You know, you can trust that your local AAMCO Center, Don Scott and crew, will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Call AAMCO of Fort Collins at 970-227-4477. That's 970-227-4477. And if you're in Loveland, call AAMCO of Loveland at 970-667-3006. AAMCO of Fort Collins and AAMCO of Loveland stake their reputation on their award-winning customer service. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Coming up next, the Hook 'em Bait and Tackles Power Hour is Derek Campbell with Kickin' Bass TV. You're listening to the Hook 'em Bait and Tackles Power Hour live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon, coming to you live from the Yellow Communications Studio. You know, Bessler Homes has been part of Northern Colorado for over 55 years. With passion and pride, Ted Bessler started building homes in 1968. Now with his son, Jamie Bessler, at the helm, the vision continues to build attainable, innovative, and personalized homes. The Bessler difference, where experience matters. The process is simple, fun, and you get more for your money. Explore their communities throughout Northern Colorado for yourself with sales centers and model homes located in Ault, Fort Lupton, and Johnstown. Call Bessler Homes today at 970-573-7033. Bessler Homes, building the most valuable homes in Northern Colorado. Coming up on HBT Power Hour, joining us on the Bessler Homes hotline is Mr. Derek Campbell, the star of Kickin' Bass TV. Derek, what is going on? Thank you for coming on the show today.
No problem, man.
I appreciate it, buddy.
I just got done fishing myself.
Did you? Where were you at?
Just doing some front range fishing here in the metro area.
Were you doing some ice fishing, I take it, then?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, the ice has been amazing this year, considering the last couple of years we really haven't had any winter, but this winter, man, it's on fire.
Yeah, we've had another early spell like we did a little bit last year, similar, where we got that week of sub-zero temps like we did about 3 weeks ago, and man, it's tough to get out in that negative, you know, 18 degrees, but it definitely gets that front range ice solid for at least a few weeks a year.
You say front range, so I take it you don't want to tell us where you were.
No, I mean, a lot of them are basically just highland reservoirs. I'll fish 5-6 lakes a day at times.
Gotcha.
Depending on if I'm fishing while we're hunting or not. But yeah, man, it'll range from places like Chatfield to just little small bodies of water in town and stuff, you know.
Gotcha. And you have Kickin' Bass TV. Tell us about how that got started.
So basically what I was doing was I was a touring musician for the last 24, 25 years. And when I kind of went on hiatus with that whole thing, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, whether I wanted to start fighting again, whether I wanted to, you know, do what. I being in entertainment so long, I knew I didn't want to go clock in again. So so what I did was just took a little time off. I was hanging out with my cousins, doing some fishing down at Pueblo Reservoir.
Love that reservoir.
I want to say like 2017. Yeah, it's great.
Yes.
And yeah, we just, it just kind of clicked. We were out fishing and I had a good day. It was on fire. I'd grown up fishing and spent a little time living out in the Midwest, Indiana, Chicago, stuff like that. So I got a chance to fish some good waters and some places that are a lot better than what we have here. But a state like Colorado will really hone your skills and make you bring out the best of you, either make you good at it or make you quit. So.
Amen to that. Well, you have great informative videos, man. I love your videos. I especially like the one that shows how to jig when it's windy, man. That is a great quick video, man. It's a classic. I love that video, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's kind of the goal here. The main goal, of course, we do a lot of stuff with giveaways and a lot of entertainment-based stuff as well, and we've got some really good comedy skits coming up. But the primary base of the channel was I wanted to make videos that I would want to watch if I was trying to figure out how to adjust to my, my different seasonal scenarios and that. And I wanted them to be short and to the point.
So, right. And that is perfect, man. You have one video right here. It's Cash Me Outside. I love that video, that bass coming out of that ice hole. People don't see that. You know, people that I've never ice fished. I don't like ice fishing. It's too cold and I don't like to do. But man, if they watch these videos, I'll tell you what, this is enough to inspire anybody to get off the couch and go fishing.
It is, man. I myself was not really a winter person, honestly, and I've lived in Colorado my entire life, other than a few years traveling as a musician. But yeah, for the most part, I wasn't into winter, man. I like the fall. I like right before the winter and right after the winter and spring.
Right.
But yeah, when you're doing what I'm doing, is I transitioned into fishing based entertainment, getting into the fishing industry. It was a must to keep going through those 2-3 months a year. We're out here, we don't have the option to fish open water. So
right, we got to get on the ice, man. Hey, tell our master baiters about your 2023 kickoff party being held today. I say today because it's Saturday morning my eyes right now.
Yeah, so we're gonna be out here from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we'll be on the north end of Evergreen Lake with that north parking lot at, and we'll be set up right dead center. Have the black and yellow Fraybill tent out there and a table full of free food. Bunch of awesome prizes from our sponsors to give away. We got games, a fishing competition, and I myself have a small bait company based here in Golden, Colorado, and we're going to be giving away a ton of soft plastics, hand-painted custom lures as well.
Man, that's awesome, buddy. We got to get together, man. I want to get you or somebody that I want to kick it with. I talked to Michael Romero. I talked to Seven just now. They came on just before you, and they're having a January 29th get-together, I guess I would call it. You guys are all getting together. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're going to be up at Antero on the 29th and then the 30th over at 11 Mile. And just kind of a little bit of everything, man. Just us local content creators and fishing educators are getting together, and also welcome to have any of our follower base come up there and fish with us as well. So Seven's a great guy. Mikey's a great guy. We're all kind of coming from the same area, so we want to get together and kind of lift each other up. So make this fishing community a little stronger.
Man, and you guys do a great job at it. You guys do conservation, teaching, everything you need to know. I mean, you guys not only ice fish, but you guys fish throughout the year as well. Tell us a little bit about the Evergreen party that you're having. I want to know a little bit more about that. Is this the first time you're having a kickoff party?
No, we do usually about four, at least four events a year, if not more. And I've got some really great sponsors, man. They give me a lot of stuff to give back to my people that support me, which is very important to me because, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard work being out there doing what we're doing.
Right.
And you're not making a buck until, you know, 2, 3, 5 years into the game.
Right.
So, you know, when you're transitioning, it can be tough. You're going to have to do, like, you know, I work as a bounty hunter.
Yeah, tell us about that. We're going to talk about that, yes.
Yeah, but like, so I started doing that to basically give myself the freedom to fish 365 days a year.
Right.
And that's my main goal
right.
in life right now anyway. So yeah, we that's what we do, man. And so it gives me a chance to do things like this Saturday. And, you know, coming up here this morning, we're going to give away a ton of stuff. We've got games like ice on the golf. We've got two holes set up on the ice where you can chip or you can putt and you can win fishing gear to free baits or anything like that.
So, that's great, man. Yeah. Hey, Derek, thank you for all you do, brother. I'd be out there with you this afternoon if I didn't have a basketball game I had to coach. I would be out there with you, brother. But I am definitely planning on going out January 29th. I want to meet you guys. I want to go out there and kind of be part of that whole thing with you guys as well, if you would let me.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'd be looking forward to meet you.
I appreciate it. Man, I'll keep in touch too, brother. We'll talk.
For sure, bro.
All right. Thank you for coming on, buddy. I appreciate it. You know, coming up next on Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, Mr. Matt Schneider with FishExplorer.com. Keep those lines tight. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. You know, we couldn't do the show without our amazing sponsors. One of my favorite sponsors is Grand View Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants and children, through the golden years, and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments. Located in Eaton, Colorado, call Grand View Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Joining us on the Bessler Homes Hotline is Mr. Matt Schneider, Executive Director of FishExplorer.com. Now, this website was established in 2006, and they provide a thorough research over 1,300 lakes and rivers in five great states: Texas, California, Wyoming, and Colorado. Matt Schneider, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Man, thank you for coming on HBT. I really appreciate it, man. Tell us about FishExplorer.com.
This is a web platform of basically it's an aggregate service for lakes and rivers, primarily in Colorado. I know you mentioned those other four states. We have those going. They're not going as strong as Colorado. Colorado's our primary focus. That's where I am. That's where almost all the people that are involved right now reside. It's a network of editors that maintain information on lakes and rivers across the state. We have a system with members that contribute information and reports in that get filtered through this system of editors, and we have editors all across the state. 12 primary regional editors that are taking larger sections of the state, breaking them down, and then we have skippers who are in charge of a particular lake or a particular river. And that way, we can manage, hopefully, current information on the conditions across the state.
up
whether
to date.
A lake or river.
Man,
yeah.
This thing is amazing. I am on your website right now, folks. Fishingexplorer.com. You got to go there. You got to become a member of this. I am a member, but I love it because you can go on this map and pick out any lake, and it pops up, and it gives you a description of the lake, the conditions, and so on and so forth. It's pretty amazing, man. Carter Lake. It just gives me an update on Carter Lake. And so I think you also have blogs, forums on this as well.
Exactly. Yeah, it's multi-layered. The primary core of this is this catalog of lakes and rivers. And then the community piece of it comes in with fishing events, calendar, news, fishing news that are, you know, particular to this area, the forum for people just to communicate, and blogs, those kinds of things that all wrap everything together.
And that's awesome. I mean, because you get reports from people that are on the lake and then other fishermen. I mean, you can talk and, you know, fishing log, your graft, and kind of what's working at certain lakes. And that's what I love. I think the biggest thing for me is I want to report on the lake that I'm going to. What's working, what's hot, you know, that sort of thing. And this is kind of all in one right here. This is the Walmart of fishing report right here.
This has been, what is it now, almost 17 years in the works.
Right.
It's just something I started as a side project. I'm a web developer, but I'm a huge fisherman. That's my main passion. So when we started it, we wanted to have this catalog of places. It's basically like a book you could pick up at the store, right?
Right.
Something that has a list of all the lakes in the state, or the primary ones anyway, but something that doesn't go out of date in a year.
Right.
So we really make a big effort to focus on conditions and information. We're always constantly getting information and saying, hey, the camping rates at whatever lake,
yes,
XYZ changed, little things like that.
Well, here's a perfect example of that. I'm going to Colorado Fish Species, your tab here, and you can go on there and lakes with bluegill on Fish Explorer, and then it'll list all the lakes that have bluegill in it.
Well, that was part of the driving factor. When I first started this, I had just gotten a boat, and I didn't know where I could take it. So I'm like, where can I take a power boat,
right,
versus a wakeless lake or a canoe only or kayak only, human-powered float tube only or no wading? And the first step was to start with about 40 or 50 lakes and go, okay, which ones of these allow power boats? And then I was thinking, well, what if the lake is low and you can't get a power boat in? Boy, it'd sure be nice to know that. And so we started this network of people being able to update this stuff. But then the fish species is the big thing, because I was only really interested in tiger muskie and wiper.
No
so
kidding.
I wanted to find all of those lakes. So I got stocking data from, I think, 95 to 2005 at the
Any
time.
Any particular reason why those two species?
Oh, they're just my favorite.
Okay, good. Tiger, I love absolutely. Tiger muskie, buddy.
I'm a huge. I went to school in upstate New York, and then we started on the St. Lawrence River, getting into the muskie lore.
Gotcha. And I'm from Nebraska, so we ran into tiger muskie all the time up there in Nebraska. Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Love the tiger muskie.
To me, if I'm muskie fishing, I don't need to do anything else. That's it.
So finish your story. I'm sorry to interrupt. You said tiger muskie, my ears perked.
Yeah, no, and a wiper too, I think, are some of the most exciting fish we have here in Colorado. And unfortunately, that program was a lot stronger when we started this than it is now, but mm-hmm. we're still there. So I wanted to find those. So I got the stocking data and I talked to biologists, with the state CPW, and we started just, matching those records up and going, okay, well, show me all the lakes with wiper right now. And it wasn't just based on the stocking data, because sometimes they stock lakes and then the species just doesn't take off. So we would actually go through and do our due diligence and talk with biologists and make sure that the listings that we had for each lake were correct.
Right.
And that's just so that all that cross-referencing led into the map. Google Maps API just came out when we started this. We're like, oh, how can we use that? This is perfect. We can have a drop-down menu that says, I want to fish for walleye, and show me all the lakes that have walleye and see which ones are close to me.
Right. This is perfect. Like I'm telling you, folks, get on fishexplorer.com. Matt, man, I thank you. Thank you very, very much for coming on, man. I appreciate you and your time. I know you're a busy man. I'd love to get you back on, man. I'd love to explore a little bit more into this website and kind of your mind and where you like to fish.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do more of that in the future. Right now, like I said, it's a busy time for me. And as the spring unfolds, as the summer unfolds, I get a lot less busy and a lot more chatty.
Perfect. Well, then you can come into the studio and be my co-host sometimes. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, perfect, man. I appreciate you, Matt. Matt, thank you for coming on HBT. I really appreciate your time, man. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. That's Matt Schneider, Executive Director of FishExplorer.com. This, if you want information about where to go to, the if you're looking for a specific fish and what lakes hold that fish, this is where you got to go, FishExplorer.com. Check them out. I want to thank our guests, Mike Romero and Seven Nguyen for Mr. Fishing Colorado. Make sure to join them out in the ice January 29th at 11 Mile, and make sure you check out their YouTube channel, Fishing Colorado and Fishing 24/7. I want to thank Mr. Derek Campbell with Kickin' Bass TV. Thank you for coming on, man. I really appreciate your time. And I want to thank our final guest for coming on. He is with FishExplorer.com. Thank you very, very much for coming on. Matt Schneider with FishExplorer.com. I want to thank him for coming on. Bestler Homes, our sponsors. I want to thank our amazing sponsors, Bestler Homes. The Bestler difference, where experience matters. Call Bestler Homes. Go see their sales centers and model homes located in Ault, Wiggins, Fort Lupton, and Johnstown. Explore their communities throughout Northern Colorado. Call Bestler Homes today at 970-573-7033. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Vandeley with Grandview Family Chiropractic. Call them at 970-454-3875. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. Julie will help bring your dreams home. At your local independent AMCO Center, Don Scott and crew will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Call AMCO Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. Thank Sick Lids, their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Sick Lids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs. Last but definitely not least, my man, the myth, the legend, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Thank you, sir, for all your support. Again, I pray abundance of blessings for all of my guests and my sponsors. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon, and this is Big and Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.